next on the 5 o'clock report.
The decision is not surprising.
Oh, no. We just ran to the middle of the house.
We have been blessed.
I came here to ski.
I was crying.
Just plain wrong.
There's nothing to eat in Gaza.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Wade withdraw. Good afternoon. Thank you very much for joining us. I'm Mark Webster. After this morning's ultimatum by the judge in Donald Trump's Georgia election interference case, Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis's former boyfriend, Nathan Wade, resigned from the case. Fox correspondent Jonathan Siri.
The decision is not surprising because the judge really gave Fonnie Willis a, well, probably an unpleasant decision, but an easy decision because if Nathan Wade were to stay on this case as special prosecutor, then the DA, Fonnie Willis, would have been forced to resign.
That's probably not the end of pre-trial theatrics in the Trump case, nor the end of issues for Willis.
The biggest risks that Fonnie Willis has are political in nature. She has an election coming up, which is now contested both in the primary and in the general election.
Georgia State University professor Anthony Kreis. Trump's legal team had tried to have Willis removed from the case due to her romantic relationship with Wade. The judge said while it was a, quote, tremendous lapse in judgment, it didn't rise to the level of actual conflict of interest. The sound of one of several tornadoes roaring through the Midwest yesterday, leaving death and destruction in their wake.
We just ran to the middle of the house into the utility room, and about 30 seconds later, it hit.
An Ohio resident, three people died in the Buckeye State. Mayor Robin Reams from Russell's Point, Ohio, about 70 miles northwest of Columbus.
We've seen a lot of devastation, but we have been blessed with volunteers, first responders from counties all surrounding us, from the state, all over the state.
And out west, Colorado's dealing with a major late-season snowstorm. So much snow it cut off air travel and access to Rocky Mountain ski resorts.
I came here to ski.
11-year-old William Pena traveled here with his parents. It was a similar story for thousands of travelers at Denver International Airport.
I was crying because I wanted to be home.
CBS's David Malkoff. Meteorologist Kevin Williams updates our forecast just ahead. House Speaker Mike Johnson lashing out at Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York over his recent comments on Israel.
This is not only highly inappropriate, it's just plain wrong for an American leader to play such a divisive role in Israeli politics while our closest ally in the region is in an existential battle for its very survival.
In a lengthy Senate floor speech yesterday, the Democrat called Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu an obstacle to peace in the Israel-Hamas war and called for new elections in the country. An aid ship bearing 200 tons of food has arrived near Gaza. This Palestinian man spoke through a translator.
I want the aid for my children. I want them to live and not to die of hunger. All they're eating is wild plants. There's no bread. There's nothing to eat in Gaza.
Meantime, getting that food to its intended recipients will prove challenging.
They've been building a temporary jetty to actually unload some of that aid. So that will be the first problem because this will be untried and untested. It'll be a difficult and delicate operation.
The BBC's Anna Foster. In Russia, an election, though in name only, President Vladimir Putin running virtually unopposed for another 6-year term, which, if completed, would make him the longest reigning Russian ruler since Catherine the Great.
Russian election officials are showing up at residence doors with ballots and Russian soldiers holding machine guns. The Russians want a major pro-Putin vote in occupied Ukraine to help justify their war.
Russia expert Beth Noble, supporters of slain opposition leader Alexei Navalny have called for Putin's opponents to go to the polls on Sunday, but just stand there, outside, doing nothing.
Guilty of involuntary manslaughter.
The judge in the case of the Michigan father in the deadly school shooting carried out by his teenage son found guilty. James Crumbly found guilty on 4 counts of involuntary manslaughter in the deaths of 4 students at Oxford High School in 2021. Here's the prosecutor.
This verdict does not bring back their children, but it does mark a moment of accountability.
This man is the father of one of the victims.
We got to see what we can do to support these kids better. We need to solve this.
The shooter's mother, Jennifer Crumbly, has already been found guilty on the same charges. And it was enough to make customers and employees grimace, if you will. A massive technical issue wreaking havoc with orders at McDonald's restaurants worldwide today, including down in Australia.
Restaurants in Japan, New Zealand, and the U.S. were affected, but McDonald's outlets in Australia took the brunt of the outage. After several hours, systems are back, but still very glitchy. McDonald's staff say it was not a cyber hack.
Reporter Scott Maiman in Australia. Still to come on the 5 o'clock report, honoring a fallen hero, a college deal for Southern Tier students, and a Capital Connection recap.
Here is your family life weather forecast. There'll be a shower in spots early. There'll be a flurry or two in central New York late. For the overnight hours, clouds breaking, low temps 30s, low 30s for most. And then on Saturday, it's a mix of clouds and sunshine, high temperatures in the 50s. Showers by Saturday night, and chillier Sunday with some showers and snow flurries. High temperatures Sunday primarily in the 40s. Some localized lake snow will be possible by Sunday night in the belt southeast of Lake Erie in Ontario.
Just when you thought winter was over. Thank you very much, Kevin Williams. Now checking the stories making news where you live, across New York and Pennsylvania. Calling hours underway this afternoon for a Genesee County, New York sheriff's deputy killed in the line of duty. Family and friends of Sergeant Thomas Sanfratello gathered at Genesee Community College in Batavia, New York. His funeral is tomorrow at that same location at 11 a.m. His son Ian choked back tears while talking about his dad at a recent press conference.
My dad was one of a kind. An amazing dad, son, brother, and co-worker. He loved my sisters, Lexi and Kyla, with all of his heart and loved to spend time with us. I know we will all cherish the memories we have with him. He will never be forgotten, and he will be missed immensely.
Police say the 54-year-old Sanfratello was working security at Batavia Downs when he was attacked early Sunday by a man with a lengthy criminal record. That man and his girlfriend are both in the Genesee County lockup. A FedEx truck left dangling from a bridge on the New York State Thruway yesterday near Rochester. The driver and four people in another vehicle suffered only minor injuries. First responders say it's a miracle nobody died.
Sometimes the man upstairs is smiling at you and saying it's not your time.
Pittsford Fire Chief Mark Chutlich says the FedEx driver managed to climb out of the cab with the truck left hanging from the bridge.
You've got a very heavy vehicle going at a very high speed, right? 65, 70 miles an hour. And, you know, physics takes over at that point. And this one just happened to flop in the right way that he didn't get killed.
The truck sideswiped a disabled vehicle along the side of the highway just before going over that bridge railing. The accident caused traffic backups miles long all day yesterday. Hazmat crews had to be called in to clean up about 100 gallons of spilled diesel fuel. You might see a new anti-Trump ad on television in the key swing state of Pennsylvania. The irony is that ad is from Republicans. Here's Family Life's Sarah Harnish.
Yeah, disenchanted Pennsylvania Republicans that don't want to see Donald Trump for a term two. They banded together with a national group to help fund a $50 million ad campaign airing in six swing states, including Pennsylvania, that will include more than 100 testimonies from Republicans on TV, radio, streaming, billboards, and digital media about why they will not vote for Trump in 2024. The group insists 30% of Republicans are undecided. Polls show Trump leads President Biden in Pennsylvania 47-43%. Sarah Harnish, Family Life News.
All right, thank you, Sarah. An arrest in a theft from Erie County, New York government, which investigators say was an inside job. 55-year-old former clerk Alex McDougall allegedly took over $200,000 from 2021 to 2023. Erie County DA John Flynn.
Mr. McDougall, from our investigation, is not living a lavish lifestyle. From what we have ascertained, Mr. McDougall has a special needs child and a disabled wife, and he used the money allegedly for just daily living expenses.
McDougall turned himself in to authorities Friday, charged with one count of second-degree grand larceny before being released on his own recognizance. This is the second fraud incident recently for the Erie County Clerk's Office. A check worth over $300,000 issued in March by the clerk's office was intercepted in the mail, but those stolen funds were recovered. A pair of PhD students at SUNY Binghamton have come up with a unique solution to the increasing amount of electronic waste piling up in landfills. They call it Papertronics, a paper-based circuit board material that's biodegradable. One of them told WBNG.
The electronic waste production is increasing. Papertronics can be an excellent replacement for electronics that can give us a wide range of benefits and application for our future.
The creation at the Watson School of Engineering used conductive ink instead of metal to conduct electricity. and legislative issues in Pennsylvania and New York discussed each week on Family Life's Capital Connection feature. In these highlights from our interview with Michael Gear and Jason McGuire, we begin with 200-plus conservative activists peacefully demonstrating in Albany at this week's New York Families event.
Our action activity had us over in the Capitol, raising visibility around the opposition to assisted suicide. And I think legislators who have been besieged by those for assisted suicide were thankful to see people there that were against assisted suicide.
Well, Jason, you had mentioned the in vitro fertilization debate. How concerned are you that Governor Hochul and state Democrats will use the controversy there in Alabama to drum up support for this so-called equality amendment that will be decided in November?
It really is this pro-abortion amendment, and Democrats will be doing everything they can to try to pad the votes for that issue in hopes of also picking up seats in Congress and the state legislature. So this will be viewed as a wedge issue in this state this year, and I just hope that people will be educated about the issue and realize that it is not as it is first portrayed, but it will be difficult for many voters to vote against so-called equality.
Well, Michaels, what are you keeping a close eye on at the Pennsylvania Family Institute?
The budget is a big item, and we're watching school choice and the governor's efforts to cut funding for cyber charter schools. Then there's that push for commercial sale of marijuana, which we are fighting for a myriad of reasons. And then get this, there are 30 pro-abortion proposals from House and Senate Democrats that could see action coming up. And lastly, we're working with lawmakers on a bill to require age verification to keep minors from accessing online porn, which is a very harmful epidemic with 3/4 of youth exposed to porn by age 17. So we see this bill as a positive step.
Other issues, including gambling and adultery, are included in our full 10-minute Capital Connection Roundtable. Listen for the weekly Friday Roundtable during the Family Life Noon Report with Bob Price and among the Family Life News podcasts online. Up next, your market report brought to you by Faithward Advisors. Here's Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
Stocks are down today to end the last day of the trading week. Retailers have been losing billions of dollars as organized refund fraud has been more prevalent than ever. Fraudsters scamming companies like Amazon by taking advantage of lenient refund policies and never actually returning the items. It's gotten so bad that Amazon is working with law enforcement to bring down an organized crime ring and to sue the criminals of such scams. S&P 500 sector gains coming from energy and utilities. Losses coming from IT and communication services. Crude oil today closing above $80. A barrel. The Dow was down 190 points, the NASDAQ fell 155, and the S&P 500 down 33. Faithward Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more online at faithwardadvisors.com.
Thank you very much, Dave. This is the 5 o'clock report on Family Life.
Take note of today's date. I am Rob West with the Faith and Finance Minute. A famous line from Shakespeare's play Julius Caesar is, "Beware the Ides of March," another way of saying, watch out for March 15th. In the play, Caesar is warned he'd be in great danger that day. Well, don't worry, you're not in the kind of danger Caesar was in. But the Ides of March should remind us of a critical deadline coming up. April 15th, 1 month from today, income tax filing day. Each year, millions of Americans wait until just before the mid-April deadline to start working on their taxes. That sometimes leads to costly errors as they work too quickly to be careful. So beware the Ides of March and start working on your taxes while you still have plenty of time. We can help you learn to manage your money according to biblical principles when you download the free FaithFi app. You'll find it on our website at faithfi.com.
All right, very good. Thank you. And coming up on the 5 o'clock report, a stinging situation at a California tennis tournament. Seriously.
You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious.
After a stray evening shower, it'll be mostly cloudy overnight tonight. Clouds will start to break. There'll be a flurry or two in central New York late. Low temperatures, generally 30s. It's a mix of clouds and some sunshine with high temperatures tomorrow into the 50s. Chillier Saturday night with showers and sunny, brisk and chillier with showers and snow flurries. High temperatures ranging anywhere from the mid-30s to the mid-40s. Sunday, on the flip side, the air grows colder, more moist and unstable. Showers and snow flurries are expected. There'll even be some lake effect snow in some areas later Sunday and Sunday night.
All right, thank you very much, Kevin. Finally at 5, tennis great John McEnroe, as I heard a bit ago, was famous for his outburst at an official, which included his yelling, "You can't be serious." But at a tournament in Indian Wells, California this week, it was the bees that were serious. Thousands of them descending on the court in the middle of a match.
Ladies and gentlemen, they suspended due to bee invasion. So please have patience. Thank you.
Gentlemen,
play cannot continue. Please pause for a while here now.
You don't want to get stung in the face by one of those. Wow, a whole bunch of bees.
Yeah, one of the more bizarre suspensions of play.
An amused Australian broadcast crew. Eventually, the bees, most clinging to a suspended overhead TV camera, were dispersed and play resumed, although one of the players remained wary.
I've never seen something like that. I'm not going to lie, I'm a little bit afraid of the bees.
Yeah, I can't blame you. Ironically, the name of the tournament is the BNP Paribas Open. Well, time to buzz out of here. That's the world we live in for Friday, March 15th, 2024. Thank you again for joining us. Have a blessed weekend. I'm Mark Webster, Family Life News.